All right, thank you. Ingrid?
Here.
Bailey?
Bailey's here in Anchorage, but she's not in the office.
Samantha?
Vacation.
Logan?
Yes.
Tom?
He's in Homer.
All right, thank you. Quorum is present.
Okay, we have a quorum. So, how about public? Who do we have in the public, Tina?
Standpoint has zero, just the assembly and advisory members.
Ginkgo.
Oh, we have Roxanne, me, Chris Babcock, and Jackie Brandel.
Thank you. Nelson Lagoon. You're not on here, right? False Pass. You're not on here. Acatan. Acatan's not on here either? Josie. No? Cold Bay. Nobody on here either. Anchorage, there's Paul, Annie, Ernie, and myself, Alvin. Okay. So, we have one item on the agenda, and this is a special meeting, so there won't be any additions or corrections. Does anybody have any conflicts of interest with the one item on the agenda? Paul?
I think... several of the fishermen delivered to canneries that PSPA represents, but there is no choice in the matter, just the industry trade group that Nicole Kimball works for, but I don't believe that would be a conflict in this case, but I just thought I'd point that out.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. No, I wouldn't consider that a conflict. So if there's no others... So before us, we have Resolution 19-45, supporting the appointment of Nicole Kimball to the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. So we need a motion.
Mr. Mayor, I move Resolution 19-45, supporting appointment of Nicole Kimball to the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council.
I'll second it, Chris.
Okay. Motion by Paul, second by Chris. Do you have anything on the motion, Annie?
We need to read it, or you want to?
I have a list somewhere here of the potential nominees. I could read those if you're interested, but we agree, and fishermen we've talked to agree, that Nicole and Buck are the best representatives for our area. That's,
okay.
And the nominations will go anytime from the governor to the Secretary of Commerce. Annie's got the list. The list includes Julie Bonney, Michael Buck-Lakaitis, who we've already passed a resolution for, Stephanie Madsen, former chair of the council. Teresa Peterson is now holding that seat, and conventional wisdom says she'll be off. Nicole Kimball, who this resolution supports, and Rebecca Skinner of Kodiak. Thank you.
Okay.
That's a lot.
So, you know, for everybody's benefit, the resolution basically states, Nicole Kimball of Anchorage, Alaska, is a potential nominee for a three-year term on the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council, and whereas the governor of Alaska must make nominations for council seats to the Secretary of Commerce by March 15, and whereas Ms. Kimball's experience as fisheries analyst for the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council staff from 1999 to 2012 alone makes her a well-qualified candidate, and whereas Ms. Kimball has served as ADF&G Federal Fisheries Coordinator from 2012 to 2016 under two commissioners of Fish and Game, including often taking the seat as the council on the council table on behalf of the state, and whereas Ms. Kimball has continued to advocate for Alaska coastal communities, shore-based processing, and fisheries sustainability in her current role as Vice President of Alaska Operations for the Pacific Seafood Processor Association, as whereas Nicole is has always been an approachable and considerate participant of the council process, whose experience and intelligence makes her the best choice for the Alaska seat on the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Aleutians East Borough Assembly supports the nomination and appointment of Nicole Kimball to the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. With that, does anybody out there have any other comments or anything on this resolution?
This is Chris here in King Cove. I just have a question. How many other communities put in nominees for this? And I mean, I don't quite understand how it all plays out, how somebody is put on there. I was just kind of curious.
Ernie, you want
to? People can volunteer their names. They can be nominated. But, again, it's a limited pool this year as far as we know, and there may be more names added to that list. But as of February 8th, the list was limited to those six names.
And I don't think the governor can select one not even on that list, right?
That's true. The governor will move forward one name and then two alternates for each seat. And we don't have to support anybody, but we want to get who we want to get. That's what this process is about.
And Chris, it's the first part of your question. Chris, on the first part of your question, as far as which other communities, I wouldn't have any idea. I haven't talked to the other mayors or actually I haven't seen any of the other mayors recently. But anyway, it's a process, you know, that the borough participates in as we're heavily vested in this council process. So it's always good to be behind, hopefully, the winning ticket on it, and gives you a little extra pull sometimes that you're in support of them. I've talked to the fishermen that came out for the salmon meetings here. Now, the few I ran into this morning, and nobody has a problem with it. They think it's a good choice. Did you have another part to your question, Chris?
I just was curious. So we're nominating her because Teresa Peterson's seat is up. Is that correct? Or and Buck has another year or two on there, or how does that all work?
No, what we did is, you know, in the last meeting we did a resolution supporting Buck. Buck has served 1 3-year term.
Both of them, both him and Teresa, are at the end of their first term.
Yeah. So, and Buck has put in, well, they both put back in for it, and going by what looks like the consensus around the state is in the fisheries participation is they think Buck still has a fairly good chance of it, but they're not too sure about the other person. But in our case, when you look at the ones that are on the short list, a lot of us feel that Nicole would be the better choice.
Okay, thank you, Alvin. Yeah, that answers my question. Thank you.
Okay, Paul?
Thank you. I think by her actions, Nicole, actions and demeanor, that Nicole would be a good candidate to propose to the governor from the borough, and I intend to vote for the resolution. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
No question.
Beth?
Call the question.
Oh, question's been called. Tina?
Carol?
Yes.
Ingrid?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Ilse?
Yes.
Thank you.
Daly's here, by the way.
And Daly?
Oh, yes. Okay. Daly?
Yes.
So, with that, it passes.
Move to adjourn.
Tina, the resolution passes?
Yes, motion passed.
Okay. Okay, with there's no other business before us, looking for a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Okay, motion by Paul.
Second by Josie.
Okay, thank you, Josie. All right, thank you, everybody. Have a good day.
Thank you.